Total Tuscany Podcast, number 14. Ciao, and welcome to another edition of the Total Tuscany Podcast. I'm Travis Justice from TotalTuscany.com, joined by my friend, co-publisher of the website, travel partner, Pat Campagna. What's up, Pat?
Hey, Travis, how are you today?
You know, I'm ready to start traveling, and I'm ready to start talking about traveling. But one of the biggest things about traveling that can cause a lot of anxiety is packing for the trip.
Especially to Europe.
Especially to Europe. How much do you take? You're going to be gone for, you know, up to 2 weeks. It can do, especially on that first time, it can cause just a tremendous amount of anxiety. And usually that first trip, you realize, oh, crap, we brought way too much stuff when you get there.
And we've done that.
We have done that. We're guilty of it. We've brought, like, the giant suitcase that had no business being on the plane. And you packed for 2 weeks, and you brought 2 weeks worth of clothes, which is just not necessary.
No, it looked in the airport in Rome, the pile of, I'll never forget the pile of suitcases. It was embarrassing.
But you don't have to have anxiety over packing. And you can become an efficient packer. You can lose 5 to 10 pounds just by lightening your suitcase. And in most cases, you may not even need to check a bag. You could even take a carry-on. The last time I went to Tuscany, I was there for 2 weeks. All I had was a carry-on. Packing can become a perfection. And we have found the perfect packer. Ann McAlpin from PackItUp.com joins us on this week's Total Tuscany Podcast. And I got to ask you the first question. Where did your passion for packing come from?
My passion for packing was probably started when I was really young, because my father was a sea captain and he had great travel stories. And I said, I want to travel the world and I need to do it lightly, not too much stuff.
What is the biggest mistake people make when they pack for a trip that you see?
They take too much, period. It's just everybody overpacks, I think. Until you've really done a few different trips and you realize you don't need it all, I think that's the real secret. Take less.
That's easier said than done. You know that, because especially for the, I'll use our trips to Italy. The first time we went to Italy, we brought massive amounts because we were staying for 17 days. I remember we had to, like, unload some of the suitcase because it weighed too much. And then, you know, we're thinking we're going to bring all this stuff back. We literally brought like half our house, it seemed like. And then the next time we got lighter, and the next time after that, even lighter, and the next time lighter than that. How do you mentally tell yourself, especially on that first trip when you're going to do maybe an extended stay, to pack light?
Well, the first thing I love is a checklist. You know, any type of checklist. You can even start your own and just start jotting down things that you think you need. And the point is, you can always buy some things if you need to, but really you don't need to take everything you own with you. You can buy things when you travel. And honestly, the more you travel, as you say, the more you realize you don't need it all. And basically it's clothing people take too much of. And I like to say, really, the world is much more casual now than it used to be. And look at us at home. People just don't dress up as much anymore. So you don't need to take more than 3 pairs of shoes is my big secret.
So, Ann, your passion for traveling, your desire to take less, how has that translated itself into, you've written a book, is that right?
I have. A couple books and DVDs. And it's just, I found that there's a common denominator with people, and that is when they travel, there's an anxiety, I think, about, oh gosh, what do I need to take with me? Mm-hmm. And truly, if you just relax and breathe and work through it, I like to work backwards from a small bag. It doesn't have to be a carry-on bag, but I think under a 24-inch suitcase is what people need to take with them, and really you don't need more than that unless you're saying, you know, for extended periods of time, meaning months of time.
Pack It Up is the name of the book. It comes with a DVD. You can purchase it at packitup.com. You can also find it on Amazon. So take us through, we're going to sit down. Imagine that you're consulting us, and we're first-time travelers to Tuscany. Sit us down and give us your speech of what we need to take and what we don't need to take.
Okay, what you need to take is really good walking shoes. I'm sure every traveler knows, or anyone who's thinking of traveling. And check the weather before you go is my first tip. Because when my last trip to Italy, we went in May, who would have known it was over 90 degrees almost every day? So I like to take a little bit of everything, I take no more than 3 pair of shoes, a sandal, a walking shoe, and maybe a flip-flop. Pretty much that can get you through. And I even threw in a swimsuit in May thinking, gosh, I wonder if it'll really be warm enough. And every day we woke up and jumped in the pool at the villa that we rented, and it was perfect. And one of my favorite things I threw at the last minute actually was a pair of runners, tennis shoes. And you know, it used to be you'd never take tennis shoes when you go to Europe, the olden days, but nowadays, boy, be comfortable. Take something that's, you know, well broken in and you wear all the time. I wore my tennis shoes every morning when we walked through the vineyard, because the beautiful villa was on a vineyard, and walked for miles in the morning through the vineyard and the towns. And we wouldn't have discovered this beautiful little family cemetery area in the back of the vineyard that was miles from where we were staying if I hadn't packed my good tennis shoes that were just comfortable and broken in.
So shoes are a big thing. You know, especially now, guys are different than women. We know that in many ways. But when it comes to the hair dryer, the curling iron, all that stuff, is that necessary?
No, it really isn't. And I am one that loves a hair dryer and things like that. However, I email ahead of time to my destination and ask them, do you provide a hair dryer in your room? You know, lots of places do now. So it's easy. Either that, or if you go back often to the same country, like I love going to Italy, I just bought a hair dryer in Italy so that I have one that has the right plugs, the right don't need adapter and all of that. Mm-hmm. So it's really simple these days.
Now, when
email ahead for a lot of questions. Do they have a coffee pot in the room, depending on, you know, if you love coffee every morning? There's lots of things you can do by email. You don't have to call, and we'll save money, and you'll pack lighter because of it.
And Anne, I think most of our listeners are probably thinking, we're going to Italy, we're going to take this long flight, we're going to stay there for a couple of weeks. How many weeks' worth of clothing would you recommend some of our listeners take?
My secret, literally, where almost anywhere I go, I pack for a week, and I do a little bit of laundry. And it does depend on how you like to travel. Some people are really upscale travelers, and the last thing they want to do is laundry on vacation. And then I say, just budget it in. Put it into the budget that you are going to send your laundry out through your hotel, or find a laundromat down the street if you'd like to, or do a little hand wash in the sink. Because literally, we don't need 3 weeks worth of clothing. You need 1 week, and then just do a little wash. It'll drip dry overnight in most situations.
Yeah, and I don't think people realize that even if you're at a hotel, and it sounds you're a little bit like us in that we stay at villas, but usually the villa you stay at will have a washer and dryer, and it's very easy. And if you're good at mixing and matching, you can like take a week's worth of clothes, and if you have the right blouse that or a shirt that matches a different pair of pants, you've got a completely different outfit, which is really nice.
Perfect. And you know, in our villa, we didn't have a dryer. Most places don't have dryers. In Europe, but it was sunny, so we just put it outside on the line, and that worked perfectly.
So when you start the packing process, should we start with the carry-on? Should we start with our check bag? What's the process as you start to assemble that perfect packing list and you start to pack your suitcases?
Well, the first thing is to work, I think, with the people. If you're traveling with a group of people or friends, and ask them how fancy they're going to dress. Are they dressing up at all? And that way it really helps talk to somebody that you're traveling with to get a feel of what the wardrobe is going to be. And that way it'll cut down a lot of anxiety of, oh gosh, maybe I need to take a fancier pair of pants or, you know, a dress, whatnot. The carry-on, of course, is the most important, which is your valuables. So I always start, you know, in a back bedroom or out in your couch and start laying out your clothes. I pack around one basic color, so everything basically mixes and matches, literally a dark and a light. Like I like either a black or a navy and then a tan khaki combination. And you can throw in some, you know, different colored T-shirts to shake it up a little bit. And layers are important because you just never know the weather. Even if it's in the middle of summer and it's hot and humid, you could be sitting for dinner inside a restaurant with air conditioning and be freezing for 2 hours. So the great thing about Italy is they have fantastic outdoor markets to buy shawls in that are really affordable. You know, 10 euros to bring home a beautiful souvenir of Italy, but you can use it when you're there as well.
Mm-hmm. And when Travis and I have traveled, we've noticed that the people in Italy, they're dressing very nice, but still very casually. And so, you have some recommendations maybe on your website or in your book about what type of clothing we could wear in Italy, and then how that gets packed in a suitcase so it doesn't get wrinkled up. Is that something
you... Well, here, I'll give you my example. Is that when I packed... The last time I went to Italy, I took just a carry-on. And so I took my... I rolled everything. Is that the proper way to do it? I rolled it to create more room.
I think rolling is fantastic. Mm-hmm. I do a combination of rolling and packing flat. If I have, like, cottons, especially for summer travel, when it's hot, humid, breathable fabrics are much better than any kind of synthetics or spandex. So I put my cottons in a dry cleaner bag. So, for example, I would take a cotton shirt or a polo shirt that might tend to wrinkle, flip it into a dry cleaner bag, and then I roll that up. Or khaki pants. You know, capri pants are fantastic for women for Italy in the summertime because they cover your knees. And I always remind first-time travelers to Europe, you know, you do have to be respectful going into places of worship. You cannot wear spaghetti strap shirts for women, and you do need to cover your knees in most situations, or at least down to your knees. So longer walking shorts. But yes, I love rolling items, and basically in my carry-on is everything I have to have for the first 3 days, just in case a checked bag gets delayed, because the last thing you want to do is land at your destination and then your luggage has to catch up with you. So I do like to take all my carry-on if possible. And of course, again, valuables, everything in your carry-on would be medications always, any kind of laptops, iPads, you know, cell phones, anything electronic, keep that in your carry-on bag. And I always like to remind people coming home as well, remember, don't put your souvenirs and everything in your checked bag just in case it gets delayed or things go missing. Keep anything that's important to you and especially breakable in your carry-on bag.
So
one of my favorite...
No, go ahead.
I was going to say one of my favorite souvenirs that I love to pick up when I travel are small things made by local artisans. And when I was in Italy, I picked up some handmade, beautiful ceramic bowls that I use for oatmeal in the morning, things that are useful that I love to look at every day and remind me of my great trip. And I always be sure that I carry those things in my carry-on bag just so they don't break coming home.
So rolling or going flat, I noticed nowhere do you have like the infomercial space bags where you're sucking the air about everything and trying to create as much room as possible.
Actually, I love those.
Do you really?
I use the travel design. I don't use the ones that you suck the air out of because who has a vacuum when you're traveling? You use the ones that has a one-way air valve. So you can actually, they're great. You can get like three of them for, I don't know, $12. And I always take two, one for clean laundry, clean sweaters, clean things, and then one for laundry, dirty laundry coming home. And basically you put your items in, zip it closed, and you roll the air out the one-way air valve. So it does push the air out and keeps it out. And it's a great way to compress items, like if you're going in the wintertime, fleece sweaters, ski parkas, things like that. And coming home, it literally squeezes all the air out of your laundry, and it fills things out, which is great.
So you are the perfect packer. When you continue, and you travel a lot, when you go on trips, do you still go, why did I bring this?
Mm-hmm. I usually take one thing. I do. It's called last-minute panic packing. I throw one thing usually in at the end, and you think I'd learn after, you know, packing three times a week. But there's always just something you think I might need. And usually that's the thing you don't need, is the thing you put in the last, is what I found. And I pretty much have it down to almost the science of almost a travel uniform. And literally the secret of packing around really one basic color really will help. And a good neutral sweater for men or for women. You know, men don't even have to take a jacket, a blazer anymore, you know, unless they're really going to dress up and go out in Monte Carlo. But literally, you don't need anything fancy anymore. You know, a dark shirt, all these beautiful, you know, Tommy Bahama-like shirts are great to travel with. They're breezy, they're breathable. Throw in a V-neck sweater or a quarter zip is a great idea. Sweatshirt kind of thing, a dark sweatshirt, but a nice sweater. You know, simple. And especially Italy, as you say, they do tend to dress a little bit better than most destinations that I go to. And a pair of nice loafers or, you know, men's shoes. They make great men's shoes. Clarks, and I don't know what your favorite shoes are, but they make some really nice loafers that you can wear with jeans, and you can wear them with nice pants as well.
You know, now with some travel restrictions because of TSA and also greedy airlines that are charging, it seems, for bag after bag or after bag. Of course, you get one or two free if you go to Europe on some airlines, but even traveling here in the continental United States, have you gotten a lot more, hey, Ann, I need your help because people want to find a different way to pack because they don't want to pay those fees when it comes to bags?
Absolutely. We have standing room only at our events. It is unbelievable. I never would have guessed that people would be so upset over $25 a bag in most situations. And it makes sense when you start to realize it, especially if you're traveling with a family of four. it really adds up. And as you say, going to and from Europe, basically you get at least a free bag. You know, check with your airline. I always suggest that. But if you're traveling, you know, to visit family before you head over to Europe or the other end of the U.S., yes, you end up getting charged. So, yes, people do want to pack lightly. And I'll tell you what, besides saving the money, it's a great way to travel. As you know, you travel with carry-on. You land, you just go. You know, I landed in Florence. I had my carry-on bag and my personal tote bag or lightweight backpack, and I could just walk to my hotel. I didn't have to worry about transportation. So, you know, it really makes life easier. And my goal is under 18 pounds because one flight I took to Europe, your carry-on bag was weighed. And it had to be under 18 pounds. Mm. And I'll tell you, you can do it. It's easy to do. And I change my clothes quite often. On my website, I have pictures of what I've taken with me, under 18 pounds. It's a great way to travel. You don't want to schlep things on and off trains, especially when you're traveling through Italy, running from train track to train track, or getting into small rental cars. Big luggage is a difficult thing to handle.
Very much so. Now, you've done a variety of travel, and do you pack differently for the different type of trip? And what I mean is, if you're going to a villa in Tuscany, or if you're going to do a cruise, is there a different way to pack, or do you try to have the same mentality every time on a trip?
The way I pack is the same way. The items I would take would be a little different. But amazingly enough, on so many of these cruises, it's so much more casual now, like everything. So for a cruise, yes, I would throw in a nicer dress for a formal night, and a nicer pair of dressy shoes and maybe a few accessories, definitely. But really, the sightseeing in the Mediterranean ashore is pretty much all the same. I'd wear the same clothing, except for the dressy night. And then when I went to Italy a couple times, I did take things that were a little too dressy. I found that you can, you know, women in Italy can get by with a, you know, a nice pair of black capris sandals and just change your top and go, and different colored shawls and pashminas and call it a day. Men can get by, you know, pretty much in, you know, khaki pants and if you wanted to dress up. But yes, I do pack a little bit differently for a cruise.
And I thought one of your tips on your website that was interesting was that you suggested actually using a placemat to layer the clothes. Is that right?
Well, I call it a packing board, and basically I divide my luggage into two sections. So I imagine opening your suitcase on your bed, and the bottom, I'm putting my shoes and my heavy items on the bottom layer. Shoes down by the wheels of your bag, because that will help stabilize the wheels when you're wheeling it, whether it's four-wheeled or two-wheeled. And then my belts around the perimeter, and then if you are packing a hairdryer or heavier items, down on the bottom layer. And then those are all heavy items, but to divide my clothing from that, I put in a divider. So it can be a variety of things. It could be a plastic placemat. I like to use a piece of cardboard that I actually call my packing board. I actually make it, and I show how to do it on my DVD and in the book. But it makes it a really fun project because I print out my photographs from my past trip. You can do that easily on your computer. And then I put them on this piece of cardboard with a piece of clear contact paper over the top. So basically it makes a divider piece of board, but the point being, it's a flat fake bottom. So now envision heavy items on the bottom and then this piece of cardboard on top of that, which is about halfway through the bag, and then I start layering in my clothing. By doing this, like my pants, I put my pants flat so they aren't wrinkled on top of my shoes and whatnot. It also makes a great way to just reach in and take out, because I can reach into my suitcase when it's fully packed and I can put my fingers underneath my cardboard and lift out the top half of my suitcase, which is all my clothing, and have quick access to the bottom. Oh, there's my belt. Oh, there's my different items on the bottom layer.
It's interesting. You're very well received. You've been on what, Oprah, CNN, The View. You've been demonstrating these things over and over again. Is that right? You've kind of developed a pattern for not just putting in this placemat, but folding all of the clothes and rolling them up, as Travis asked, right?
I have 25 years of doing these events, and I'll tell you, every year it changes a little bit because of, be it TSA and the liquids, or also over the years watching how the trends have changed in travel. You know, it used to be I'd be showing how to pack, you know, a large 26-inch suitcase for a big cruise and fancy clothing, and over the years it's really changed. The way we travel has changed a lot. Wheeled luggage is really the only way to go. I recommend everybody. Now the spinners are a great way to travel with the four wheels. easier on for people who might have, you know, sort of a tweak in their back or whatnot. But travel has really improved, and I really encourage people to read and look into easier ways to travel. It's not the way we used to remember it. It's gotten easier in a lot of ways.
You're a perfectionist, though, aren't you?
No, I'm really not.
You're not? You seem like it.
Amazed.
You seem like it.
Oh, gosh. You saw my house? Oh, no.
Are you one of those? But your house is a complete mess, but your suitcase is perfect.
Certain rooms are. Yes, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But, you know, I found after all these years, if you want, my slogan is, if you want to get away from it all, don't take it all with you.
Well, you know, that's funny because this isn't really a question, but one thing Travis and I have noticed on these trips is that when we're there, we really don't care about what we left behind. All that stuff we don't seem to need.
Now, isn't that the truth? The minute you get on the plane, it's such a moment of relaxation for me. I just go, whew, I breathe out, and it's great. You realize there's nothing else you can do now, but why don't we feel that sooner before we go? And I like to tell people, have fun preparing for your trip. I think most people enjoy the 6 months before their trip, the anticipation, the organizing. And again, a checklist is a huge thing to save space and to realize what you don't need. You know, I have a checklist, you're welcome, printed off my website, and I say cross off things you don't need, and that way you're packing lighter already.
Packitup.com is the website, and you can also see what Ann brought on her trip to Italy. And this is the Total Tuscany podcast, and I know you've been to Tuscany. Let's talk about your trips to Tuscany. Do you love Tuscany as much as us? Is that one of your favorite places when you travel?
Oh, I think I love it more. If it's possible, probably not possible. But, everybody, I mean, 74 countries I've been to, it is still my favorite country, I think, Italy. I just love it.
Did I read that you have traveled 2 million air miles?
I have.
I want your job.
I have a great job. I have the best job in the whole world.
You do.
I do, bringing fun to travelers, and it's, you know, it's just nice to see people relax, because I think it's such an anticipation. What do I take? What do I need? You can buy a corkscrew in Italy. You know, we tend to think, oh gosh, I have to bring it all, and you don't.
Well, talk about, if you love Italy and Tuscany that much, what's your favorite part of Tuscany?
Well, I love Florence. We stayed south down around Siena. It was just gorgeous. I love it all. Greve, I mean, from Gimiano, I brought beautiful souvenirs back from. One of my favorite souvenirs I recommend to everybody is the tablecloths. I bought 3 tablecloths out in Outdoor Market, which is one of my other favorite tips. You know, you don't have to shop in the stores in these beautiful outdoor markets with much more affordable items. I know you talk about it as well. But these beautiful Tuscan tablecloths, 3 different colors, and I have them all over my porch, and it just makes me happy every time I sit down to coffee in the morning, or I have one in my living room and dining room. Just easy to pack, is what I recommend people. Don't try to bring heavy, big things back from your trip. It'll only cost you money.
And that was going to be my next question before we let you go, is that a couple of times that we've gone, we've brought our own suitcases, and then we've brought an empty one to bring souvenirs back. That's really not necessary, because we realized as the first time we brought like 20 bottles of wine back, which was stupid, and yeah, bubble wrap them all, and then you go to your local wine store and you go, well I can buy it here.
I absolutely agree. I had the same situation. We came back here. We were at this beautiful villa with, obviously, it had its own winery, and we bought the wine there, and we came home, and there was the exact same bottle at the store. So, yes, a little bit of research ahead of time is a good idea, definitely.
But you don't recommend bringing that extra suitcase, do you? I mean, just for souvenirs?
I really don't. I what I like is an expandable duffel bag, you know, a tote bag. Everybody has one in their closet, it seems like, that you can expand and use as an extra if you need it. But that way you're not schlepping around a whole extra suitcase with you on your trip, you know. Tote bags are easier to take.
Right. And a fascinating conversation. Packitup.com is the website. If you want to become a perfect packer, make sure to check out Ann's website and also buy her book, which you can do on her website, packitup.com. Ann, thanks so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
Great. Thanks for having me. Happy travels.
Lots of good advice there. And don't be like us and learn to pack by trial and error and trip after trip after trip. Don't get me wrong. We love taking trip after trip after trip. But what we know now, we wish we would have known on that first trip on how to pack.
That would have saved us all that lugging that luggage around and just putting it into the car. One thing people don't realize is the cars that we're going to be using in Europe are so much smaller. The trunk space,
Yeah, it's not like you're running a Suburban. It's not like you're running a minivan or even a cargo. You can, but you don't see them very much over there. You're going to be running a Fiat.
Very rare. So Ann's advice is fantastic.
And also keep in mind how many people you are going to have in your travel party, because the number of bags affects the amount of space that you have in your rent-a-car. Again, go to packitup.com. Check out all of Ann's great advice. Buy her book. You get a DVD with it. And you can also download her checklist for when you take your next trip, whether it be the Tuscany or anywhere else. Make sure to like Total Tuscany on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Total Tuscany. If you haven't subscribed to this podcast on iTunes or Stitcher, please do so. We'll be back next week with another edition of the Total Tuscany podcast. Enjoy life, everybody. Remember to live Tuscan.
Ciao.
Ciao.